next patient is Trinidad Alvarado. This is a consultation. Request by Dr. Sam Bono, reason for consultation. Supraventricular tachycardia, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. His date of consultation, 5/25/22. History, patient is a 91-year-old male with a palpitation and dizziness period. Patient underwent a heart monitor study that showed episodes of supraventricular tachycardia at a rate of 163 beats per minute period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia period. Current medication Flomax 0.4 mg daily, famotidine, amlodipine 5 mg daily, bupentamide period. Allergies, non-allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, past medical history, aortic stenosis, renal failure, hypertension period. Review system in general, denendis, no weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, extremity no history, arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure, 101 over 47 pulses, 102 respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 2 over 6 systole murmur, the external border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, renal failure on dialysis. Recommendation, discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, heart block, which may require pacemaker implantation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono.